I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, June 22nd. The Quincy City Council has approved a proposal from Mayor Thomas Koch to borrow $475 million to pay off the city's pension obligations. On a vote of 6-3 last night, the full City Council approved the plan after Ward 5 Councilor Chuck Phelan voted in favor of the proposal. Phelan had recused himself from voting on the plan during the Finance Committee meeting to avoid a conflict, as he recently retired as the city's IT director and is receiving a city pension. Phelan said he consulted the city solicitor, an outside counsel, and the State Ethics Commission, and was told there would be no conflict and that he could vote on the issue. At-large Councilor Anne Mahoney, who voted against the plan, said she was frustrated that Phelan first abstained from voting, then came through to allow the measure to pass. Councilors Nina Liang and Ian Kane also voted against the measure. Mayor Koch says borrowing the money now at historically low interest rates will save the city millions of dollars in the future by guaranteeing set payments. Councilors also agreed to a 30-year bond after the Finance Committee last week had approved a 20-year bond. Councilors will now review next year's proposed budget, which was formulated assuming that the pension bond would be approved. Budget hearings are set for Wednesday and Thursday. Auto dealer Dan Quirk is opening another car dealership on Quincy Avenue in Braintree. Quirk will open a new Buick GMC dealership at what is now his Subaru dealership. The Subaru dealership will move to the site of the former Viking Club. Quirk also has a Chevrolet, Chrysler Jeep, and Kia dealership and a used car dealership in the same stretch of Quincy Avenue. The Braintree Zoning Board approved of the new Buick GMC dealership last night. Officials are investigating a violent rollover crash in Plymouth that left a woman dead yesterday. Officers responding to a reported crash on Route 3 South just before 1 p.m. found an overturned vehicle in Eel River near the Jordan Road overpass. The driver and the sole occupant was pronounced dead at the scene. Her name has not been released. Plymouth Fire Chief Ed Bradley said the car went off the highway onto the median and through trees and bushes before plummeting into the water below. Video showed crews using a rotator tow truck to lift the crumpled vehicle out of the river. The crash caused lengthy traffic delays for much of the afternoon. No additional information was immediately available. A memorial service will be held this morning at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough for Braintree Police K-9 Kit, who was killed in the line of duty. Kit, a 12-year veteran of the department, was shot and killed while responding to a domestic incident in Braintree earlier this month. Kit's handler, Braintree Police Officer Bill Cushing, and Officer Matthew Donahue were shot and wounded during the incident on June 4th. The service at Gillette Stadium is reserved for law enforcement and invited guests only. It will feature the Braintree Police Honor Guard, Boston Police Gaelic Column, and a walk-by and salute by uniformed personnel. Braintree Police encourage anyone wishing to pay their final respects to line the procession routes from Braintree to Foxborough this morning. The procession will depart Cartwright Funeral Home at 10 o'clock, turn right on Washington Street, right onto Pond Street, right onto Granite Street to Route 93 South, and continue on to 95 and then on to Route 1 to Gillette Stadium. While residents are celebrating the end of many COVID-era restrictions, one thing has returned that nobody missed: traffic. In a June 21st board meeting, Highway Administrator John Gulliver said transportation officials are seeing a return to a lot of previous travel times. According to the Statehouse News Service, there are several exceptions and patterns continue to shift. Gulliver said traffic on certain sections of the Mass Pike is running a little bit lower, especially the closer you get to Boston. Fewer vehicles are traveling through the tunnels to and from Logan Airport than before COVID hit. Other roads are even busier than they were before COVID, including the expressway between the Braintree Split and the Mass Ave connector and Route 24 between 93 and Route 27. Gulliver said morning and evening rush hours remain crowded, but don't last as long as they did before the pandemic. A 2019 Global Traffic Report card from INRIX named Boston the most congested city in the United States. While the city had come in seventh the year before, the 2019 report looked at how much longer drivers spent in traffic during peak times than in normal conditions. That new metric put Boston at the top. As offices continue to reopen and Boston commuters return to working in person, traffic patterns may continue to shift. The cost of gas is staying just below $3 in Massachusetts. AAA said that the average price per gallon held steady at $2.95, same as last week. The national average dropped just a penny to $3.07 a gallon. AAA Northeast's Mary McGuire said despite the latest increase in demand, many motorists are not seeing significant pump price jumps due to increasing supply levels, which have significantly built over the past 4 weeks. Price of gas in Massachusetts is 4 cents higher than it was a month ago and 89 cents higher than what it was at this time last year. State Department of Public Health reporting 48 new confirmed COVID cases and 5 additional deaths in the state yesterday. Health officials said the total number of confirmed cases in the state is now over 663,000. Total number of confirmed deaths, 17,612. There were almost 14,000 total new tests reported. As of yesterday, the 7-day weighted average of positive tests in Massachusetts is 0.34%. There are 100 people currently hospitalized for a coronavirus-related illness. 33 are in ICU, and there are an estimated 1,800 active cases in the state. The Transportation Security Administration at Logan Airport confiscated a number of sharp items from carry-on bags just past weekend. They included a throwing star, multiple types of knives, and 2 axe heads. 3 stun guns were found in carry-on bags as well. The Boston Children's Museum is hosting a pop-up COVID vaccine clinic at the end of June for everyone 12 years old and up. The clinic is set for Tuesday, June 29th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Both Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson shots will be available. Pfizer has the only coronavirus vaccine that's been authorized for emergency use for anyone 12 years and older in the U.S. Second Pfizer doses will be given at the museum on Tuesday, July 20th from 11 to 3. The museum will be closed to the public on both clinic days. Registration is encouraged, but walk-ins will be welcome, and neither an ID or health insurance is required to get a vaccine. Signed consent forms are needed for anyone under 18 getting vaccinated. Anybody who gets vaccinated at the museum will get a free gift from Stonewall Kitchen. An almost 3-century-old clock was returned to the Old North Church in Boston after a 2-month restoration project. The Avery Bennett Gallery clock, built in 1726, was put back in place last week at the landmark church. The Old North Church, which still hosts services, was a seminal location in the Revolutionary War when 2 lanterns hung from the steeple set off Paul Revere's ride to warn of the British Army's approach. The clock was built by Richard Avery, its case made by Thomas Bennett, a parishioner. 70-year-old Ken Pearson of Gloucester, who owns a timepiece repair store, completed the restoration project. He's also a descendant of 2 men who also worked on the clock in 1823 and 1830. The Old North Church reopened to visitors in April after closing during the pandemic and now allows visitors 5 days a week. A check of business news this morning. Stocks bounced back yesterday. The Dow was up 586. The NASDAQ rose 111. The S&P added 58. Asian shares mostly higher. In currencies, the dollar rose, the euro fell. Oil at just over $73 a barrel. sports. Red Sox open up a series in Tampa Bay tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today: hazy and humid with scattered afternoon and evening thunderstorms. High today of 81. Clearing out tonight, low of 58. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, comfortable, high 75 degrees. Still nice on Thursday, sunny, the high near 80. Partly cloudy on Friday at a high of 80 degrees. For the boater today, waves a couple of feet. Southwesterly winds will become west and gust to 20 knots. The high tide at 9:43 a.m. Sunrise at 5:07, set at 8:24. So again, another muggy day with scattered afternoon and evening storms and highs in the low 80s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, June 22nd.